V6 testing.
And this is KR4 AAE coming in loud and clear to the repeater.
I couldn't copy that. Compromised antenna position at the moment, but I appreciate you coming back to me. Thank you. WV6Z.
4 AAE and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Steven.
4ZLK, this is KR4 AAE. Wow, Shane, I haven't heard you on the radio in a while. I was wondering what you're doing out there.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and haven't been on the road much, doing some stuff around the house, but I'm still around. I hope you're well. Are you out playing radio today?
I am out playing radio. I just took a break from burying all my radials to my HF vertical. I just got finished up a couple days ago. And so far, everything is pretty stinking good right now.
You built a vertical, is that what you said?
Negative. I did not build the antenna. I found a whopper of a deal on Facebook Marketplace one morning. So I messaged the guy right then and there, and I said, I'm on my way to pick it up. So I got a Hustler 6 Bravo Tank vertical antenna. Covers all the bands.
Have you had a chance to test it out yet? I know you said you just got the radials put on it, but did you try it without the radials?
I did not try it without the radials. I have been looking at one of these vertical antennas for a while, and based on what I was reading and what the instruction manual said, it said, put down as many radials as you can. Go crazy if you can do it, because it's going to work a lot better.
That's what I've heard. I think you can get away with a minimum number, but the more you put down, supposedly the better it works. I have a vertical multiband 10 through 40 that it's under my house right now. I've got to put it back together and put it up. And it's supposed to work without the radial. It's got four little radials off of the bottom of the antenna, which you mount about 10 feet off the ground. And I used it. I had it set up before, and it worked really well. If I decide to put it up here at my new place, well, place I've been 8 years, so we're going to be here for a while. If I decided to put up, I might add some extra verticals in the ground itself or around the ground and see if it makes a difference. Radials, not verticals.
Copy that. The gentleman who I bought it from was a ham, and he was downsizing and moving. And he had already cut all the radials off. So I said, you know what, I got my radio in the car. So I hooked it up real quick and tried to see if I could get anything, but I couldn't get anything with the radials. And that's when I said, yeah, you got to have a radial system. But right now I've got about 20 radials, and I'm going to add probably 10 or 15 more if I can do it. And I've just gone crazy just with everything. I've got pictures of what I'm doing, so I'll put them up on the QRZ page so everybody can take a look and see how much work it is to put one of these things in and bury all the radials. But it's been very rewarding, because the first time I put it on, I was making contact in Europe. I was like, I will take it.
Telling me the antenna, I think you were telling me the kind it is. You were kind of fading in and out. So I'm assuming this is a permanent one at your house. This isn't one you're using portable.
Correct. This is definitely a permanent antenna. I mean, you could do it portable, but it would take a lot of work. Portable, I'm still going to use my an NFED and just throw it up in a tree somewhere. But yeah, it's a permanent installation at the house right now.
Remember, tell me the name of the antenna again, and does it work all the way to 80 or just 10 through 40?
It goes all the way from 10 to 80. It's the 6 Bravo Tango Victor Hustler antenna. They can run about $500 or $600 on DX Engineering, but again, I found a whopper of a deal. It's a great vertical antenna. It's got the tilt base and the radial plate. I got everything, and it's fantastic. By far the easiest antenna to tune, which was a game changer, because I was thinking to myself, this is going to be a pain, but it wasn't. So I would recommend to anybody. And they got a couple different models that are shorter, that don't cover as many bands, but this one goes 10 to 80, no problem.
Steven, I know you'll enjoy that antenna. It sounds like a great antenna, a great system for where you are. I think I've heard you say you don't have a lot of room for wires and things like that, so that's really good. I think you'll enjoy using that one.
Yeah, I definitely have enjoyed it so far. I mean, it's nice to put in all the hard work and you get to sit down and reap the benefits of being able to make contacts on 100 watts and go all over the place, but it's pretty good. So what's going on with you? You just been doing things around the house? Haven't heard you on the road lately.
Was that LK? Well, I am not with UPS anymore. I semi-retired. I'm retired from UPS, but I'm not actively looking for another job right now. Opportunity came up. They offered a buyout. They were trying to get rid of some employees, and they made a pretty good offer, and I was eligible to retire, so it kind of happened quick. So I did that, and now I'm just wondering when I've heard so many people say this on the radio. I can hear some of their voices saying this. I'm wondering when I had time to work, because I've been able to get some stuff done, things I need to do. I'm on the way out right now to pick up a couple more posts that go for inside the house. We've got a couple of posts inside the house that we're replacing from the round Greco-Roman or whatever they are that my wife can't stand, and make it more modern with some square posts. So that's what I'm doing today, and just picking them up. They came in. I'm not going to install them today, but at least I'll have them. I got to have my truck worked on next week, so I won't be able to bring them home. But just headed over to Greer, the other side of Greer, to pick them up.
KR4AAE. Wow, that's awesome that you're no longer with UPS. Well, not exactly awesome, but I guess great that you're semi-retired now and you can play lots of radio. I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely interesting times in the job market, as everybody has heard and probably knows about. But yeah, I mean, hey, early retirement, you probably earned it and a lot more.
So far, it's September. It's been a month and a half, and I feel like I've been on an extended vacation. I had this amount of time off when I broke my arm one time. I had to stay out of work, but I wasn't able to do much at that time with the broken arm. So still hasn't fully set in, other than it's nice that I don't have to get up and go back in there. I was there for 34 years, and, you know, a lot of good friends, and a lot of memories, a lot of good memories, a lot of bad memories, but I'm enjoying being able to just take some time and do some things that I need to get done that, you know, was hard to do on weekends or, you know, days off when you get one here or there or on vacation. So I've enjoyed the time, and it's a beautiful time of year to be able to do this as well.
I haven't had the luxury to take an extended vacation, but a couple days off here and there I do take randomly. It's just nice to be able to get things done and not worry about going to work and wondering how I'm going to get stuff done, but taking the time to just take the time off and get it done. It's nice. But Shane, I got to run into public and grab some lunch here, so I'll say 73 for you. 73 right now. N4ZLK, KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final. Good to hear you, man.
Heard you out there. Hope you have a great day and a good weekend. Great weekend. Nice to talk to you. KR4AAE, N4ZLK, 73.